Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Bolin, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
You know, it's not just paranoia. Driving at night is actually more dangerous. Fatal accidents are 3 times more likely at night compared with daytime. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's not something I just made up. They've got the statistics to back it up. And guess what? After we switch back, yeah, you get an extra hour of sleep, but you're going to be driving home probably in the dark. So I got a few tips for you, some things you need to know about driving at night here on this edition of Wheels. Good morning. Welcome in. I'm Denver Fox, and we got our panel of experts here, and we're ready to fall back into changing our times. And used to, we had to change our times in our clocks in the cars. Some of them automatically change now, I guess. The king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage, Lloyd Bolin, is here.
Good morning.
Bolin Auto Service. I want to start off with you this time because November, of course, is National Headlight Safety Month, and where vehicle visibility and safety checks and everything is real important. And you are the inventor of the PC 41 Plus headlamp restoration kit to clean your headlamps up if they're kind of frosty and not getting a lot of light out there.
Yeah, and we've got to where we really watch those close. I mean, we have to get in the mode of it. If you get out of the mode, then you can miss a lot of them. We have very few that come in that we haven't seen before that need it.
Deterioration of your headlamp lenses, the plastic lenses, is a gradual thing over time, usually. So it's something you don't notice. It's such a gradual change, but you need to really go out there. And I see a lot of them in parking lots now. I notice them now because we've talked about them. I think, boy, they need some of that to clean their headlamps up. And it really does curtail how much light is out there on the road, which you're going to need very much this time of year.
Yeah, it makes all the difference in the world. And if your headlights are aimed off, it's even worse than that.
That's true.
So, but
that's
one
right.
of the things that I've noticed, if they begin to get just a yellow tint to them, that's when you want to do it.
Okay.
It's real easy and quick, and it'll stop the damage.
And you have it, of course, available online. You got a Facebook page for it. It's
we've got quite a few service centers around Tulsa. We've got places to buy it. It's all online. If you want to go on there, the information's all there. You can order online or just call one of them. And Tom and Troy both sell it.
So. Right. That's right. Troy Cox.
Yeah, we got it in their places. We're set.
That's right. Because they're the big dogs
only
here.
Were true.
They're the big dogs. Troy Cox, the big wheel there. He's the big wheel. He's got all the wheels there at Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs, two locations, and in Sepulpa. And, yeah, it's not just headlights, though, either. It's all of your lighting, your tail lights, everything.
Yeah, as we're getting into this time of year when things are darker, and especially as we get into the heart of winter, you know, when it's dark, the lights not only help you see ahead, it helps people around see you. So, you know, it's so important to make sure that all your lights are working. And, you know, the PC41 works on taillights, too.
That's right.
We have had people come in with getting that pinkish tinge on some, especially some of the GM truck headlights, and it'll clean them right up, and the clear coat seals it, and you know, you don't have to run around with pink tail lights.
That's right. Unless you want pink tail lights. That may be a fashion statement you're making.
I had a question I want to ask Troy or Tommy, the one. These lights that bounce, what are those things? Drive you crazy. They're kind of a bluish color.
Oh, you're talking about those xenon headlights?
Yeah.
They're just that really bright.
Well, they move. I mean, just, oh.
Well, I mean, some of the cars have headlights that at low speeds will pivot when you turn.
Oh, well, maybe that's what it is.
Wow. Maybe an optical illusion there or something.
No, I mean, actually, you know, there are cars that will have actually motorized devices on the headlights to turn them at low speed. So when you're turning, like in a parking lot or in a residential area, they turn. And then typically once you get above a certain speed, the motors are locked out and they stay straight ahead. The downside of that really cool feature is when the bulbs do go out, now you're looking at a 2-2.5-3 hour labor bill to change those bulbs.
Yeah. You know, that was originally on a Tucker car. I saw that at the Smithsonian. They had a center light bulb, one bulb in the middle. They had the two regular ones, one in the middle that kind of moved as you turned your wheel.
That car in so many ways was ahead of its time.
Yeah, it really was. That was kind of an interesting deal. Hey, we're about a week ahead of our time here, but just a week away from a big toy run that's coming up.
Absolutely. Saturday, November 10th, the Two Angels Toy Run will be taking off from Tulsa Community College campus on 41st Street, directly across from the Guard Armory there in Sand Springs. It's a great event. The money's raised by sponsorship and T-shirt sales go to scholarships. They awarded $6,000 in scholarships just last year to area high school students. And, of course, as with all toy runs, you bring a new unwrapped toy as your cost of admission. And those go to Salvation Army and Tulsa Community College Angel Tree programs. So it's a great chance to show off your ride, and it's an even better chance to help kids in this community.
Sounds good, yeah. And you get more information on the Facebook page?
Yeah, they've got the Two Angels Facebook page, or Church That Matters is the local church that has taken over a lot of logistics. They bring out the Holy Smokers, the guys we're familiar with Chillin' and Grillin', who do those marvelous smoked egg breakfasts. But they come out and actually do pulled pork sandwiches for the participants, and the event just got so big that the originators needed the extra help, and, you know, Rusty Gunn and his flock have stepped in to help and just made it really a great event.
Sounds good. 7:13 here on Wheels. While I'm talking to you, Troy, let me ask you a question. It's one of the things I just forget to ask you about. We talk many times about checking your tires and making sure that you have proper tires on your wheels. And a lot of times if you just leave a tire set for a long period of time, it can deteriorate. What about your spare tire? Does that break down? And because I was just used our spare tire recently, and I thought, how often do you use this, and how often do you change it, or what do you do with it? How do you maintain spare tires?
Well, I mean, we absolutely see spares that have come unwrapped in trunks from time to time. Flat spares are a very common thing, so would suggest very strongly if you're heading out on a road trip, check your spare. Make sure it has proper air pressure. Make sure you have the tools to crank it down if it's carried underneath your van or sport utility or pickup. Make sure you have your hands on the wheel lock removal key in case you need to change it. And when you're changing tires on like a pickup or a van that comes with a full-size spare, which is increasingly rare on cars, but on trucks and vans, it's still pretty common. If you're putting a new set on, look at that spare. You don't necessarily need to buy a new tire, but especially as you get into your second, third set of replacement tires, even though that spare may still have full tread, if it's getting 10, 12, 15 years old and you're pulling a four-year-old tire off the ground that still has fair tread, I would far rather you see you have a very thin tread, fresher tire than a full tread 15-year-old tire hanging out under there, because you put that 15-year-old tire on a hot summer day, you get really good odds of something not happy happening to you.
Yeah, and a lot of these are donuts now, too. They're the little tires.
Right, and they're typically bias-ply tires, not radials, so there's no steel belt in those to degrade as those oxygen molecules work their way through the carcass of the tire. That's a plus side. The downside is, and we've all seen it, the tire says, you know, maximum 50 miles an hour on almost all of them, and you see people rocketing down the highway at 65 or 70 with a little temp spare on going, yeah, if you have to slam on the brakes, you're going to ruin everybody's day.
Yeah, that's true. You know, checking the air pressure, too. We had to use ours a few weeks ago, and one of the first things I had to do was air it up before I could even put it on. It had some air, but it certainly wasn't what it should have been.
And again, you're going to lose, that spare on average is going to lose about a pound a month. So if you haven't checked it in a year, it's probably at least 12 pounds down.
Yeah.
At least once a year, get all the stuff you're carrying out, get to your spare and check it and air it up. Most of them are going to run at 60 PSI, and they need that high pressure to maintain the load because, again, they're very small.
Right.
But do that at least once a year.
Yeah, good tip. Good idea there. Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technology, and the man who converts to compressed natural gas and just does all kinds of things. Fleet maintenance, you have it all there at Tulsa Gas Tech.
We sure do. And, you know, one last thing about these spares, we work on a lot of trucks. Run your spare up and down and lubricate that thing, because we had an incident this week, you know, with a problem with a truck and a spare, and we couldn't get our spare down. So from an obstruction, but, you know, no one thinks about that stuff until they need it. And it's real easy to cycle it, check it, make sure it's all working. You know, a jack deal works. Know where it's at.
Know how to use it.
Yeah.
I had to get the book out and study up a little bit before I could even change a tire recently, because I had never done it on this car. And they're all a little bit different, and the jack fits at a certain spot. You got to put them at the right place so you can get the car, you know, on the frame and get it up and hold it and stable and everything. So, and some of these tools are kind of weird. They're not necessarily a standard lug wrench, you know, it may be a weird looking thing, and oh, that's what I use. Okay. And it's a good idea to kind of be familiarize yourself
with
all
even
this.
How to get the hubcap off.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that
a lot
was
times
true.
There's a trick. So, you know, looking at a fleet vehicle, that vehicle sometimes running at $100 an hour, and you take a roadside flat and what's all involved, it can be several hundred dollars in non productive money that costs a company to have bad tires on truck.
Yeah, that's good. Good to know. I kind of keep track of some of the gasoline problems month to month, and I write it down. And a month ago, I had that gasoline was $2.69,
yep.
$2.29, that's 30 cents less than it was a month ago. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
How it goes up and down. And oil was down to like $64 a barrel. What's it now?
$62.86 right now.
Wow. It drops off pretty. That's a radical drop for
it
oil.
It is. And how does it do that? I mean, that's over $10. All right, it's almost what it was, almost 70 something just a month or so ago. So, I mean, it's.
But, you know, the least little thing, you know, some of the stuff with Iran that's going on and some of the Saudi Arabian problems that may cause a shortage in gas, you know, oil and foreign sources could easily change that. It could go back up very quickly.
Well, and I saw in two different newspapers where the United States is now above Russia's oil output.
That's right. I read that too. That's good to know. However, compressed natural gas staying the same.
Staying the same. Our gas is going to be right there around the same price, maybe a little less for 2019. We've finished our negotiation. I got to sign the paperwork, and we're going to be good for another couple of years on fuel price.
If you have a fleet of trucks, or even if you just drive, and you maybe on a fixed income, and you need to be able to calculate how much fuel costs so that you can budget that, with the radical changes in the fuel prices for gasoline, no matter what kind of fuel you use, that's got to be tough to do. But with compressed natural gas, you know exactly what you're going to be spending.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're a fleet and you want guaranteed fuel price, you need to come in my office, sit down, and we will work you out a guaranteed fuel price.
All right. Very good. 7:19 here on this Saturday morning. It is the Wheels Car Care Show. And, of course, we do fall back. We'll gain an hour of sleep tonight. But as mentioned earlier, you're going to be driving home in the dark. And boy, there's all kinds of things out there you need to be watching for. We'll give you some tips about that coming up here in just a few minutes. It is cloudy skies and 49 degrees in Tulsa. This is Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on KRMG. Good morning. Getting you back ready for driving in the dark more as the days get shorter. Fleet maintenance becomes even more important from Tulsa Gas Technology. Keep your vehicle running good. Keep you up to date with all your commercial paperwork that you might have to for most of the commercial vehicles. And, Tom, you guys, when you do fleet maintenance, you go around and check all of the lights, the tail lights, things like that, that we don't, since we're not required to do a yearly safety check like we used to years ago. A lot of that stuff goes unchecked, but you guys will do it for them.
We do it. We keep some records of it. I have people call me and go, am I doing oil change? I mean, just whatever it takes. And we look the records up and go, yeah, you need this. And we're not trying to upsell you, get you in there with a cheap oil change and then try to put, you know, $15 wiper on. It makes me crazy.
They last longer or anything? I don't know. But
no. But that's not our MO. We are trying to keep your vehicle safe, keep it, and it's cheaper to maintain it than it is to replace things.
Absolutely, it is. And you get more information about fleet maintenance, about the commercial paperwork for, you know, if you have a trailer or something, very easy to be over that 10,000
region. It's so easy. And actually, if you think about it, any pickup with any trailer, right now, I mean, any half ton and above with any trailer will break the 10,001. So if you're working in and out of state, they're going to get you. Maybe not this time, they're after you.
Yeah. So we've got information on our Wheels page, all the links to Tulsa Gas Technology and to Cecil & Son Discount Tires about Lloyd's PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration kit. Even on your webpage, you even have some used CNG cars that are available.
I sure do. I have got a slick Honda on there right now. So get on the my Tulsa Gas Tech webpage and look under used vehicles, and there's a slick Honda, and I've got some GM pickups, 3/4 ton trucks, and these are just off fleet vehicles that my customers had, and we usually get them because they're on CNG, and they are nice vehicles.
Yeah, so if you want to get into the CNG business, these are bi-fuels.
Yeah,
you can use gasoline or natural gas,
and it's all automatic. I mean, it's not, you don't got to be a pilot to drive the thing, even though this Honda is a pilot.
Well,
you don't have
good.
To be a pilot to drive it,
but a pilot had driven it. I understand.
Yeah, right. I know the pilot that was driving it. He's a good pilot.
724 here on Wheels. We do have that on our webpage, the links to all of this at krmg.com. Go to the Wheels page there. And by the way, we'll take your text messages, able to access all your text messages here. Just text us a question that you may have this morning at 95920, and just text your question to us. We'll answer it on the air here on Wheels, or just give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. We touched on this a little bit last week, but they're really putting a lot more emphasis on this now. According to the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, 186 vehicle crashes reported in 2017 deer-related. That's crashes where a deer and a vehicle actually collided, or in the presence of a deer, or someone swerved to miss a deer and hit something else, or that kind of thing.
I got a picture of a moose hit a car this week up in Wyoming. It was up on top of the camper.
There's a video. There's a video on YouTube right now. That's true. There's a video on YouTube right now where a deer runs out, and they had a dash cam going, and this deer is literally just suddenly flying in the air. It barely missed the guy with the dash cam, but, man, this can happen so fast.
Oh, yeah. I had spring, I had a deer just right down my road, one of my pets, jump out and hit the side of my truck. It scared me like crazy.
Was it Bambi? Or?
It was one of them. I'm mad at it. It owes me a little money if I can catch it.
Didn't quite meet your deductible on
no.
that. But you know what? If you hit a deer and do very much damage at all, that's significant. And it could be very expensive to get some of that stuff fixed.
You betcha. I mean, this door is probably going to run me $1,800, $2,000 to get fixed.
They say it's not hard to spend that going into a body shop at all anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say of animal strikes reported by AAA insurance policyholders in 2017, the average cost per claim was more than $4,500 just because of a deer. And you see some of these videos sometimes where the deer flew over the hood, landed on the windshield, and maybe up in the front seat with you.
Yeah, they'll get in the front seat with you. And then if they're still alive, you know, then that's a mess too.
That's another situation you have to deal with there.
Do you remember that story of the lady that was actually true? And she was complaining because why don't the deers cross where it says deer crossing?
That was actually a call-in. I just listened to that the other day, and you can find it on YouTube if you want to listen to it. I was going to actually thought about playing it on the air, but it's a this woman is so serious. She called into a radio station in North Dakota, I believe.
Yeah, it was somewhere back.
And they were like trying, really? Are you serious? And she goes, yeah, they should. She says, I've tried to get people to listen to them, and no one wants to publicize this. They ought to move the deer crossings to a less traffic area so the deer can cross there. And like though the deer can read the deer signs, you know, that's more for the drivers.
You know, the state of deer schools has been steadily dropping for years. It's really a tragedy.
Wait, does that mean you're only careful around the sign? You don't worry about the deer the rest of the time?
The rest of the time, I guess not, because the deer are all going to the sign. They see the sign and go there, apparently.
You got to wonder, that this lady probably drives a car. So that does that concern anybody?
I'm just trying to say she's pointing out a problem. It's just not the problem she thinks she's pointing out.
Yeah, be careful. Well, especially be attentive. We're talking about deer. Be attentive in the morning and evening hours. Many animals, especially the deer, are most active between 8 a.m. and 5 and 8 p.m. Prime commuting times for everyone going to and from work. Maybe the deer are commuting. That's what they're doing. They're going to work.
Yeah, they are commuting.
They're looking for a date is what they're looking for, because it's mating season for them. So pay attention to road signs. The yellow diamond-shaped signs with an image of a deer indicates the areas where high levels of deer activity are. It doesn't mean the deer see them and they're going to try to cross right there. It does not mean that, as the woman that called into a talk show actually did. But slow down. Watch out for deer to appear. If you see one or two, there's probably one or two others. They usually go in groups of two or three at least.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have nine in my front yard every night and probably three bucks right there watching them.
Wow.
And here come the text messages wanting your address for deer season.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to your text message here at 95920. Let's see, where did I put that? Where did I put the text messaging? Well, I'll have to bring it back up, I guess, here. It is 728. We've got the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center coming up next on News 102.3 KRMG. Missed past Wheels shows? You can download one of our podcasts. Go to the Wheels page at krmg.com. I always forget to remind you of that, but yeah, that's available anytime you want. And it's 7:35. I'm Denver Fox. We're back with Wheels. And boy, we got some text messages now. It's nice to have the text messages back, isn't it? Here's one. Tom says, I don't have a CNG vehicle. They've got an 07 Avalanche and wish they could make it into one of those. The reason they call is they love the show and wish it was on longer, and it's a female calling, and they really enjoy the information we get. Not every vehicle out there has EPA-certified conversion kits, though, do they?
You betcha. Now, once they get out of useful life, there is some loopholes that allow you to convert them. But even then, you know, these systems can run 8,000 to 10,000 real easy. And so I start talking to you about the useful life of your vehicle, how we're going to pay for this, because I'm not in it for the one-time sale. I need you to be a customer forever, not try to get a quick dollar out of you and then run you off. That's why everybody went broke in this business but us. really?
No, he's not
true.
Fibbing.
That's
I mean,
true.
When gas got so crazy, you know, you had a bunch of garages and other – well, I'll call them garages. You had a bunch of individual organizations that jumped on the bandwagon and were putting on these universal kits. And, I mean, Tom's not saying it. I will. We saw engines damaged by these, you know, non-EPA, eBay or wherever sourced universal kits, because one size does not fit all.
You bet you. They were sticking a kit on that would be engineered for a vehicle in Europe, or a six-cylinder vehicle, and trying to make it run on a V8 in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. You can't even switch the radios around in cars hardly. And they were trying that. But we don't do that. We're into the life cycle, taking care of your vehicle. And so if you bring an older vehicle in, we do talk to you about it. If you're insistent, then we're going to work a program for you. But we want that fuel to pay for itself, or it's not a good deal.
Yeah, it's not a good deal for you. And there is an initial investment. However, there are lots of rebate credits
will
pretty much cover all that, and then it's just gravy from then on.
It's gravy, and I'm telling you, the fuel has bought many vehicles for me and my company. When you look at the life side of the vehicle, the fuel savings paid for the vehicle.
Yeah, but you get like a $2,000 rebate from ONG.
You bet. And if you're buying a used vehicle, before you buy it, if you want to know, call me and I'll run it through the mill and I can get you a courtesy check on if that vehicle has had a rebate taken on it or not.
Yeah. Or if you just want to buy one that's already installed and working good, you've got a bunch right there.
I have got one of the slickest white 3/4-ton Chevrolet trucks. I mean, I'm thinking about putting myself in it. It's so nice. I'd look good in it.
Get more information from Tulsa Gas Tech. Give Tom a call, Tulsa Gas Technology. All right, we got some text messages at 95920. There's one here that we're just due to the mechanics of how the text messaging system works with the number of characters that allow it, we've had to piece this together. The reason I was hesitating before the news to put this on, but someone has a 2012 Cadillac SRX. The door locks are supposed to when you walk away, the driver's door. Now, they had the actuator replaced, but it now does not lock or unlock. And they're just wondering if the key fob was a problem or what the problems may be with that.
They probably need to call someone. There's several places around town that'll come out and do it if they're shop. But it probably needs to be reprogrammed or relearned. Because when you change things and it's just the patterns they go through and the way they operate, you have to relearn them. And that sounds like poor English, but that's really what
right.
It is.
They need a GM too.
And they
to do that.
We have people come out all the time in one place that does that stuff. Because the days are gone when if you had one remote, you could program another one. They've been gone for years. Now you have to have almost a laptop computer to do it.
And it's good because that's for security reasons, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, we were talking about it during the break. If you're having problems with your remote, first thing, change the battery. That car more than likely came with two remotes. Try them both. If one's been sitting in a drawer since 2012, it may need a battery too, because mm-hmm. batteries do go down just over time sitting. But always start with fresh batteries in your remote when you're having trouble. But, I'm wondering if, A, did they get a bad actuator? Because any part, it's not a shop issue. It's not a issue other than human beings build parts, and anything human beings build are going to have some glitches mm-hmm. in them. We're not going to have 100% perfection in any industry or, in anything we do. But, yeah, if the actuator works outside the door but isn't working inside the door, then, yeah, you'd start looking at software.
Yeah.
It could be a body control
module.
They
only run on 3-volt batteries anyway, so check them periodically.
Isn't it weird they use odd, not standard batteries. They got to be some weird thing like
that. Well, they're pancake batteries.
Yeah, little flat batteries.
Yeah.
But they last for years sometimes. It's amazing.
Yeah. I get very little actual energy exerted each time.
It's just a tiny, tiny signal.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. It's something. 740 here on Wheels, and Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and in Sepulpa. We've got some of the coldest weather probably so far of the season coming up, maybe in about a week or so. We may have a hard freeze. That affects the pressure on your tires. Someone texted us and was saying tire pressure changes about 1 PSI for every 10 degrees. Is that about right?
Absolutely. I'm glad, whether they already knew that or they've been listening, because we talk about that every fall. As temperature drops, you're going to lose pressure in your tires. So if the last time you checked your tires was 80 and it's 40 this morning, you're 4 pounds down, and that's not accounting for the 1 pound or so a month that tires can just seep from being burped like Tupperware. You're going around a corner, you hit a bump, you can literally flex the bead enough to let a little bit of air escape. So check your tires regularly, at least once a month. And when we're going into cold weather, certainly going to counsel you, it's a good time to go ahead and bump your tires 2 or 3 pounds over what you normally run. Because again, as the temperature drops, your effective pressure drops roughly 1 pound for every 10 degrees of temperature drop.
And someone's texting here with a question I was just about to ask you anyway. I know you put nitrogen in my tires, and I have had to add very little air at all to it. And someone is asking, how does that affect nitrogen in your tires with the cool weather?
Again, all pressure vessels that are not, made of totally impermeable substances will lose pressure. If you looked at your tire on a microscopic level, it would look like a bunch of pasta you just boiled and dumped in a colander to drain. Molecules of under pressure work a way through that structure. Nitrogen is the biggest molecule in the mix we're breathing right now, but it's only about 78% of what we're breathing. So when we inflate a tire with just regular air, we've got about 22% of smaller molecules that work through that carcass faster, that escape around the bead faster. So if we put pure nitrogen in your tire, we tend to lose pressure about 1/3 as fast as we do when we inflate them with just regular air. The other issue, especially, and I like nitrogen for trailers, for collectible vehicles, for things that sit a lot, because you've got those molecules working through that tire carcass always. So the question becomes, do you want an inert molecule like nitrogen working through the cartridge, or do you want reactive molecules like oxygen and H2O working through that carcass past those steel belts?
Yeah. And Lloyd, I know you've told me it's amazing how much water actually is in some of the tires, because even the compressors pick up moisture in the air when they pull it in to put in your tires.
Well, we have a theory about where most of it comes from, but I can't say it on the radio.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Troy, do you guys evacuate the tire, or do you just pull it to atmosphere and then push the nitrogen in?
We drop it, totally drain it, and then refill it. That gives you about a 95 to 96% purity, since we're starting with 99.9% pure nitrogen out of tanks. There are systems on the market today that will suck them down.
Yeah, I've seen them.
But those systems start, you know, north of 10 grand, and that would make the filling process probably a little pricier than most people want.
Well, and the time. People don't realize the time.
That's the other end, because most of those machines' cycle time is 20 to 30 minutes as they pull your tires all the way down, air them up, pull them all the way down, air them up, pull them all the way down, air them up the third time with nitrogen.
Yeah.
Now, for that half-hour investment with that $10,000 or more machine, you've gone from 95, 96% pure nitrogen in the tire to 98 to 99% pure.
Not really worth it,
yeah,
is it? Sounds good. All right, 744 on wheels. Here's a little reminder. We're in the month of November, and, you know, our friends with the police department usually have some kind of little campaign going on, and this is one I need to remind you of. The Tulsa Police Department has plans to really crack down on people who run traffic lights. They're focusing all this month on major intersections in commercial corridors, and they say running a red light, that'll get you a $250 ticket. A yellow light violation costs you $200, and they will be issuing no warnings on
this. They could start with 41st and Mingo.
Yeah, is that a good one?
That left turn signal right there, they could do it.
Oh, man, that bothers me. Left turn. I mean, running through an intersection, everyone's going to get caught on a yellow once in a while. Yeah. Always, and you got like a second to make the decision. Okay, do I slam on my brakes and slide out in the intersection, or run, try to make it on through, and is there anyone watching? That kind of thing. But
or more importantly, the guy behind me is so close. If I stop, can he?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And 41st Memorial, you better not get in a hurry there.
That's another one, too, right there. But the left turns, used to be 61st Memorial was one of the I've seen as many as seven cars go through on a red light. They just keep going, and other cars are trying to get out there. Hey, it's my turn now, and they just keep going. And
I hate it.
I know it.
They get
go
out
get
there
them.
So far, they're committed, and, you know, it's just terrible. It's wrong.
Yeah. Go get them. Go get them. Another text message here at 95920. Can you put CNG in a 1950s Ford that you plan to use as a daily drive?
Actually, that is a very easy vehicle to pre what we'd call OBD1, everything was a very simple, either a simple fuel injection or carbureted. And we just stick another CNG carburetor on there, crank the timing to it, or put a little advance box on it. And we turn the key and they run. They are so simple.
So what year is your brother's Camaro that runs on CNG?
1969 with a 396.
Wow.
It will just
turn. Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
It'll just make the black smoke come off those tires.
That is amazing. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And CNG is so available. People think, well, where do I fill up? There's a bunch of stations in Tulsa, but you got an app that you can get that'll tell you wherever you are, it'll find a CNG refueling station for you.
It is nice. CNG Now and CNG Prices, both of them work real good. The government has one. I don't know the name of it. I should, but they have one, and they're all around. You learn pretty fast. I got a little map at my shop I give you too, and it's free.
And you've built most of these stations out there.
You betcha.
I saw one on the Turnpike recently. I didn't even know they had one there in Midway on the Turnpike. And I thought, well, there's the CNG refueling
place
right there.
Yeah, they got one Midway there at Stroud and Midway at McAllister at that Turnpike as well.
And you built those.
I didn't build the McAllister one. I supplied equipment. But the one in Stroud is what got me in business. It was originally back in 87. It was the original Phillips station we took down and put a new one there. They put a CNG station there. I was just the electrician that wired it, but learned how to put it all together. And from then on, it grew to what we are now.
Well, I tell you, it's the way to go. And I know gas prices are going to go back up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get CNG on my truck,
yep,
I think.
We're fixing to take care of you right now here all real right. quick.
I'm ready. Get that done. Some of the other things, you know, with colder weather, you also may notice your mileage just generally kind of decreasing. And that's due to more heat needed really on the manifold and everything, isn't it, Troy?
Well, you've got what's called cold start enrichment. And when your vehicle starts in cold temperatures, it actually runs a richer than necessary mixture so that those unburned hydrocarbons get down to the catalytic converter and bring it up to operating temperature quicker. So, yeah, if you're doing short hops, it may not run long enough to warm fully up and get out of cold enrichment, which means your gas mileage drops off. And, you know, that's one of the diagnostic tools. If you're running gas mileage stays down even on longer trips, you might want to look. We've run into two in the past week. The temperature sensors on the vehicles were bad, and the vehicles were never coming out of cold enrichment. You know, they started to run fine cold, but as they got hot, they, you know, black soots giving us the signs of running too rich, and the temperature sensor was faulty, showing it was minus 40, even though it was a 68-degree day.
We've had several cases just in the last week or two of people leaving their car running outside of a convenience store, and they come back, and of course, their car's not there. But a lot of people this time of year are going to be wanting to warm up their cars in front of the house, and they think, well, that's a safe place. No one will come and steal my car in front of my own house.
If you can get to it, they can get to
it. Yes,
you know, I was thinking about that, Denver, and if you wait a little bit and they bring their car back, maybe you should get another car.
Yeah, they say, this one isn't worth stealing or something. Is it really necessary to warm up your car, though, other than to have the heater ready, I guess?
Well, you run it a little bit. I mean, you don't have to sit there and run it 15 minutes. But the heaters on the cars now are so efficient, you can be driving it, just take off and leave.
Yeah.
And within a block, it's starting to put out warm air.
Well, a lot of the new heaters won't even come on until it gets up to the proper – I mean, it's not going to blow cold air on you or anything. So no, a lot of the new ones
just
do that.
A lot of it's just wasted fuel. But the other thing, too, about what Troy was talking about, these guys look just alike.
We all look
anyway.
Alike.
All you mechanics can look alike, yeah.
What they were talking, what he was talking about, these sensors can malfunction and cost you a ton of money in gas, and you'll never realize it by the way it runs. So it's good every now and then. What I was thinking when he was talking was, if your computer does not latch up, that means it doesn't take over after a certain temperature. Your mileage is going to be horrible, but you may never realize it.
Wow.
So well, it's those, something that if you've got poor mileage, get it checked.
Those sensors work on such a small bandwidth, or the voltage level just changes so slightly.
Yeah, they're a 5-volt base.
You betcha. So when you're talking 0.5 to 5 volts and it's got to run the whole span of minus 40 to 160, it just takes a decimal point to be off. And that could be a loose wire, a dirty connection, that could be anything that changes that, because the computer just sees that as a resistor.
Yeah,
and
all it can do is read information.
That's all.
752, make it 751 here. We're getting a little ahead of myself here.
Back already.
751 here on this Saturday morning. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. We're heading down the road looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. And if you're looking for oil, Tulsa Gas Tech has their very own synthetic oil that keeps your motor running longer. As you're heading down the highway of life, SynPro Oil. It's 100% synthetic oil. It's optimized for high performance, the alternative fuel engines, and man, it is just a great oil. I've got it in all my cars.
It is the best, and it's made right here in Tulsa. We are the synthetic oil capital of the universe.
Got your own, oil derrick out there, and
you
it's
bet.
Coming up. And by the way, if people want to text CNG to 313131, you might win a tank full of CNG. And boy, it's getting to be beanie weather, too.
You betcha. I just had to order another 200 beanies.
All right. Well, you're going to need them.
Flying off the
shelves.
You're going to need them, man. They're great. It says Tulsa Gas Tech on them. And I've got mine in my winter driving kit. We're going to be putting together our winter driving kit, all the things you need to have in your car, scrapers and spray and things that you made to keep yourself going when the cold weather does hit, if it gets freezing weather and that type of thing. Got to have your chunky in there.
Oh, you fold the beanie around the chunky to insulate it.
That's right. You got to have a chunky holder, you know, to keep
it. Well, I'd eat one. If it's 10 years old, I'd eat it.
I found some 10-year-old. Looked like they were 10 years old. Anyway, more information about all of these on our Wheels page at krmg.com. Just click on the Wheels banner. What does it mean, says this texter, when my tire light blinks for a minute after starting the car, then stays solid after that?
Well, it's blinking, trying to link the system up. It's staying solid to tell you that there's a problem. Typically, that can be something as simple as you've exceeded the memory capacity of that particular folder in your computer's software system. And we have people come in all the time with that. Well, I've been airing this tire up for weeks. I've just been too busy. Well, every time it gets low and sets a code and turns the light on, it's remembering that. And if it sees more codes than it has cache memory for, then it defaults to I must be broken and sets the light on. The other issue could be if you've got batteries getting weak, because each one of those sensors, if you've got a wheel-mounted sensor, has a battery in it, and those batteries will die. And at the point where they're no longer putting out a strong enough signal to link up with your main processor, it's going to set that warning code. So you need to get the system checked out. It may be as simple as dumping the memory and clearing it. It may be time to start replacing some sensors.
All right. At Cecil & Son Discount Tires, two locations in Sand Springs, one of them on Main Street there in Sepulpa. Of course, great deals on tires and wheels all year round.
Absolutely. At CecilandSons.com, hit our promotions tab or the coupons tab, and you'll see all the offers we're currently running. There are still rebates of up to $200 on some Goodyears. Number of other rebate programs running right now. And, of course, we're one of the few shops that have mechanics available on Saturdays.
That's right.
Give us a call. We'd be happy to try and help you out.
Open till 3 o'clock today. Not only tires, but, of course, you have you do mechanical problems, oil changes, shocks, all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. We can take care of most of your vehicle needs right there under one roof.
And next Saturday is the Two Angel Toy Run in Sand Springs.
Absolutely. Tulsa Community College on 41st Street across from the National Guard Armory there in Sand Springs. Cars will start arriving there early. I think the official kickoff of the event is around 10, although it's kind of a car show and meet and greet before that. If you are participating and bringing a new unwrapped toy, they will be providing food from the Holy Smokers. It's a great event, and it supports a really great cause.
All right. Lloyd Bolin, the king of the crankshaft, the inventor of PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product that really does work. And, of course, you can get it from Cecil & Sons or from Tulsa Gas Tech, either one. This is really important to use now with the less light that we have. Yep. You want to have your headlamps out there. 300-400 feet? Is that what you're supposed to have or more?
No, it's close to
500 feet?
From memory, yeah. That's a fact. It really blew me away. I'll never forget it. I just couldn't believe lights were supposed to shine that far, but they are.
But you see them even just come down the road, or if you're up in a building looking down at headlights going on the streets.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the variation of distance and the lack of light that some of these cars have.
If you can actually see where they're hitting the ground, you need to have them checked.
Yeah.
That's right. You're an inventor. You invent all kinds of stuff, and you have the free heat product, too. What's your website on that?
That's free heat.
Today.com.
Today.
Okay. And that's where you capture some of the heat that goes up the flue.
It's convection heat. We're capturing the heat out of the exhaust. We built a unit that sets in there. I heat my office and stock rooms and stuff with it. It works very well.
It's great for a garage or an attic or something.
You can heat an attic, garage. You can heat an extra room, anything you want.
All right. Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technology. And if you're wanting to get your car converted, or you're looking for a CNG car, this is the guy to talk to right here.
Get them to me. I know people that are selling them. And come see me before you buy one. Let me make sure it's running on CNG. If the mechanic won't let you bring it by my shop, there's a problem.
Yeah, could be a problem with that. And you also are looking for mechanics, too.
I need a mechanic real bad. I got a good, clean shop. I have all the benefits. I even pay 100% of your insurance.
What a deal.
Yeah.
That's a great deal. So contact Tom, Tulsa Gas Technology, and get set up there for that. And seemed like it was one other thing I was going to bring up with you, and I can't remember what it was. But anyway, you got a lot of CNG cars that are available already converted if you just want a used car. Or if you got a car that you want to get converted. You still do a lot of the Ford F-150s, the 250s.
Yeah, we've got a new 250 fix and start here anytime. And the F-150s, a lot of times we're running those through back through Westport down in Houston, and then we'll do part of the upfit. But hey, we got a solution for you. If you got a new pickup and you need it converted, call me.
All right. Tulsa Gas Technology. And once again, all of the information on our wheels page, krmg.com. Guys, have a great weekend. Don't forget, fall back 1 hour tonight. You can sleep in. You gotta sleep in a little tomorrow morning. News is next on KRMG. Beep, 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 beep,
yeah. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.